Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. We want you to be glorified.
Lord, fill our hearts. Fill our hearts, God, with your word. All our desire is for you, God, to be glorified. Lord, we want to experience the fullness of who you are. Lord, we today declare your word that you have given unto us. If I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lord, we are here to lift you up. We are here to lift up your name. We lift you up on this Sunday morning. You are the God above all gods. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. People to see is you. As we live our life every day, God, we want the world to see you. Only you through us. Lord, we come against every opposing spirit that will oppose your power in our lives. The goodness of you in our lives. Lord, we come against it with a word today. Today, Lord, is a new day. And we thank you for this day. We can be the best we ever could be today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Jesus is the fruit. Because all this year, what are we teaching about? 2025 is all here of fruitfulness. Be fruitful and what? Multiply. So you have to use the word, take the word, and then use the word and get what? Result. I'm going to be fruitful in all years of my life. Whatsoever my hands touch, I what? Prosper. Pray that prayer, right? You just pray. Whatsoever my hands touch, I will prosper. And I have a right to what? Prosper. Because Jesus says, I am the true vine. Oh, come on, somebody. He says, I have a right. Then he says, you talk to people, I have a right to prosper. You want me to tell you why? Because Jesus says, I am the true vine. And he says, I am the branch. And any branch that is hooked up to me must prosper. Give God some praise this morning. Give him some praise. So when we talk this, we're talking with surety. We're talking with surety. We're talking to believers who have Jesus Christ. Just building for this month, right? Jesus Christ is the fruit. Nicodemus says, how can I do the things that you do? Jesus says, you must what? Be born again. I am the fruit. You must be what? Born again. Why? Because he is the fruit. Nicodemus was wondering, why I can't do those things? Because he was missing it. He says, unless a man be what? Born again. He can't see what? The kingdom of God. It's impossible. In other words, if you're not born again, you can see how God does things. Only those eyes who are open. What kind of eye? My spiritual eyes. I can see. In the book of Acts, Stephen says his eyes opened so he could see because he was what? Born again. He says, I see heaven open and I see Jesus Christ where? Sitting at the right hand of the Father. This guy's open. Born again is not something you profess, it's something you believe. Born again is not something you work for. It's something you receive. That's what it is. I believe and I will receive. And I walk therein. So therefore, I will be fruitful with assurance. We got to speak it now with what? Assurance. We have to speak it and rebuke the devil off your mind. Let's look at this morning. Whatever you sow, you shall also what? Reap. Watch this now. Why? Because whatever you sow will produce an harvest. Whatever you sow will what? Produce an harvest. So don't go get mad. Get mad with what you're sowing. Okay, celebration. You get mad. You got to get mad with what you're sowing. Can't get mad with people. Because whatever you sow, that you shall also reap. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6. We want to learn this word because we are a word church. We learn the word, go do it. Get the result. As simple as that. You don't have to conjure it up. We just learn the word, go out and do it, get the result. That's what it is. All right? So let's look here. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Do not be what? Deceived. And deluded. And misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered or scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere... Come on. Attempt to delude God for whatever. And so that Stop kidding yourself that you can tell God what to do. There are people, man, that's mistaken spending time, 3 hours in prayer, telling God what to do instead of doing what God says. I'm going to teach this morning. Teacher, go this morning. Hallelujah. You got to look at the word. Stop telling God what to do. Do what he says. That's it. James says, I am a doer of the word of God. James says, I get result because I do God's word. He is the living word. Christ is the fruit. What fruit do you have? Christ is the fruit. What fruit do you have? If you have the right fruit, you're going to get the right nourishment. If you have the right fruit, you get the right nourishment. You can't get vitamin C unless you're going to go get the fruit that contains vitamin C. You want vitamin C, and you get some fruit that doesn't produce vitamin C. You ain't going to get vitamin C. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. Let's go back to it one more time. Let's read it again. Let's read it one more time because it's so powerful. Let's read it again. All of us, let's read it. Do not undelude it. God will not allow himself to be or marked by mere pretension or profession or by his precept being set aside, his word. He inevitably deluded himself. Who attempt to delude God? You can't. For whatever a man sow, only. That's it. So we can play church all we want and say, oh, my church is this. Who cares? Your people are always telling, oh, my church is this, and their life is busted. I just read it. We just read it. No one can produce what he doesn't have. You can only produce what you got. This is why I teach celebration. I'm teaching celebration real stuff. We're not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste your time. Neither am I going to waste my time. Come in here and know that what I'm saying doesn't work. When I come up into this pulpit, what I'm telling you, I know it works. Because I'm living by it. So it works. Go figure it out. Go figure it out. How could it be? It has to be what? God.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.